This is Dare to be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest, Susan Wheeler. She's going to be talking about how changing your mind can change your life. Susan is a certified mindset coach and the author of The Lemonade Diet. She's most passionate about inspiring people to slay their excuses and reach their full potential. She also owns her organic farm and has an online nutrition and supplement business. Welcome to the show, Susan. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for having me.
It's all my pleasure. So let's talk a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you're doing now.
Sure. Well, it could be a long story, or I could give you the quick version. So I'm going to give you a little synopsis here, a little quick. So when I was a teenager, my dad died suddenly, and I never went to college, and I was kind of letting that set me up that this was my life. I would never really amount to much because I didn't have a college education, and I got married right out of high school and sort of kept that with me, that I always felt that I was capable of more, but I didn't think, because I didn't have an education, that I really could be much of anything or become anything. And so What I realized as I got a little older, and the possibility I could go to college if I wanted to and pay for it myself, then I didn't really want to. And you're raising kids, and that just seemed daunting to me. So I became an entrepreneur because I felt that that was something I knew that I was smart and savvy, and I didn't need a college education to do that. So it has led me down a few different paths and to where I am today.
That's wonderful, Susan. I love that because, you know, education, no education, whatever circumstances we're in, they don't have to stop us from doing whatever it is we want to do. And that's what you've proven. So tell us a little bit about what role authenticity played in all this for you.
I was really deciding what I wanted to do, and being an entrepreneur, I knew that whatever I was going to do had to be something that I really felt passionate about. And I always tell people, find what your passion is and then figure out a way to get paid for it. So I needed to be authentic in what I was doing, because I knew that if I was, I would be successful.
Yeah, very good. And how does it feel to be doing what you love, to be in that authentic space? Because not everybody gets to do that or has figured out a way to do that, you know.
Yeah, I love it. Honestly, I went through some health challenges, some physical. I had a pretty bad accident when I was in my early 30s. And I really became passionate about our body, because I always say, if you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live? And when we're younger, we can do some pretty abusive things, and not that I'm not saying really abusive, but in the sense that, my gosh, when I was younger, I could stay up all night and not sleep. Sleep is so important, right? Or I would drink too much, not to the point I never had an issue with drinking, but, you know, drinking alcohol, not drinking enough water, not eating the right food. So you can get away with a lot of these things for a good amount of time, just based on your youth. And when I realized the connection of really, wow, this is, yeah, I could get a new car, I could buy a new home, but I'm stuck right here in this body of mine. And I really started to take that seriously. And that was sort of the turning point for me, what I really realized.
So what are some of the changes that you found you had to make for yourself?
Well, eating healthier, listening to my body, exercising, which I didn't really feel I needed to do, because I really didn't have a weight loss goal. I didn't really realize the importance of exercise, but it was a friend of mine. She was sick with cancer and she was pregnant with her third son and
wow.
had to go through chemotherapy during her pregnancy. And that was a real wake up call for me. And it was about 5 years after a debilitating accident that left me having to learn to walk all over again, that I decided I was really going to challenge myself and step out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I became a marathon runner. I changed my whole diet and I studied nutrition. And when I realized how it leveled me up and how much better I felt, I knew that that was the route I wanted to take. And I wanted to help more people that, you know, you get to a point in your life where you think, oh, this is the way it is. And, mm-hmm. and mostly I'm in my 50s. So mostly women that are in their 40s and 50s and they've had children and they think, well, this is it. This is my body. This is how I feel. This is my energy level. And when I actually did something to change what I was doing and realized that you can implement a change with exercise and nutrition and that can make a difference, I just knew I wanted to shout it from the rooftops. I wanted everyone to live their best life.
Mm. I love that message because it's true. We get into the point of I've had 2 or 3 kids, I've got this extra weight, or my body doesn't feel good, I'm in pain. You know, that has started to happen to me as I got older. And I thought, and I even have doctors tell you, okay, you know, you'll be living with this pain forever, well, you just have to manage it, you know, these kind of things. But I love that you have such a hopeful message that doing certain things, changing nutrition, the way you move, these natural things can really help you. And so I love that message. What do you think is the first step for a person who wants to create a better life, especially when it comes to the way their body feels and even their emotional level and energy level, things like that?
Yeah, the first step is making a decision. And that, it sounds so simple, but most people do not make a decision. They don't decide and do it. I love Nike, just do it. But before you just do it, you have to decide. And most people won't decide. They procrastinate even about committing to doing something. So I think that you have to make a decision, and definitely the first step.
Okay. What do you think keeps people from making that decision?
Fear of change. It's uncomfortable. A habit is a habit, whether it's good or bad, and mm-hmm. habits are ingrained in us. And we can have a bad habit, and even though we don't like it, it's hard to break. It's hard to break a habit. And it takes changing. It's such a mindset thing. And that's why I really studied mindset and became certified in mindset coaching, because everything else is easy. If you can change your mind, your body will follow. But it's that I think people don't make a decision because that comfort zone level, it's not easy. It's not easy to change. But day after day of doing the same thing, and when it becomes a habit, a good habit is just as easy to fulfill and live out as a bad habit.
Yeah, because once we get used to it, they say it takes 30 days of doing something before it becomes natural or becomes easy. So give us an example of a change that maybe one of your clients has made or you made. They decided to do this, and you know, how do you go about making this change and making it, you know, making it not only permanent, but something that is doable?
Okay, so I call it the cycle of growth. So imagine a U, the letter U, and you start out on the top on one side. You're so excited. I'm just going to relate it to going to the gym, okay?
Okay.
So we can understand. So you're so excited, you decided you're going to change your life, you're going to go to the gym. You get your gym membership and you have a plan and maybe even a partner to go with. And you go to the gym and now you're heading down the U, okay? And mm-hmm. you're at the gym and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this hurts. Mm-hmm. I'm so sore. I don't know how to use this equipment. look at that person over there. They look like they're so in shape. Who am I to think that I can be like they are? So you start out, you're in inception, you're excited. Then it's deception, right? You start doing it, it's not as easy. So that is actually when you have to stick it out and just let your mind take over and keep the path, because then you start on the upside of the you and you're in transformation. So if you stick through that deception, now you're going to see, wow, I feel a little stronger. Maybe I've lost a little weight. I know you go into the gym and you're not looking at a piece of equipment like it's something you've never seen before. You know how to use it and change the weights. And eventually, as you're transforming, finally you get to that point and it's your identity. And then you just get into it and you get into a habit and you're going to the gym. And what I love is when I started the gym, this was years ago, now I have a GPS. I will get in my car, and even if I'm not heading to the gym, my GPS on my phone will say 17 minutes to Club 24. That's my identity. Even my phone knows.
That is so funny. That is so cute. I love that story. You're going to the gym whether you want to or not, because your car is taking
whether
you
want
there.
To. And it becomes that way. And and it's true, and it's funny, because you eventually, it does become a habit, and you get up and you go and you don't whine and complain about it, because it's what you do. It's who you are. And it's like that with anything. I could give you a million examples, but that one, a lot of people can relate to, because a lot of people will join a gym and they don't use their gym membership.
Yes.
They don't even go.
Right.
They don't.
Exactly. Yeah. So true. So, I love that comparison that you made. So when you get down to that lower part of the you know, you're all excited, whatever, what little tricks or what do you suggest for someone who wants to, you know, to get past that lower part? What are some good things to do, maybe exercises to do or mental things to do to keep yourself on track?
Like I say, it's a habit. It's no matter what. So one of the things you can do, I've found having a partner, an accountability partner, I think that is huge, because we will break promises to ourselves, but we won't break promises to our friends. So if it was just us, we'll get up and we'll say, oh, I'm not feeling it, I'll go tomorrow. And then tomorrow turns into the next day and the next day. And before you know it, now you're in that other habit, right, of not going.
Yep.
But if you're meeting someone there, you're going to show up for that person. So an accountability partner is great. And then I love Mel Robbins and her book, The 5-Second Rule, because if you just do it, stop, don't overthink it, just do it. And the next thing you know, just imagine jumping into a cold swimming pool or a lake, right? If you stick your toe in and then your foot and then it's in, it's out, it's cold. Like, oh, I can't do it. Right. But if you just jump in, in seconds, your body's adjusted to the water.
That's right.
Right? So it's the procrastination. It's the not diving right in. I think those are two real action items that people can do. You can say, I don't feel like going to the gym. You know what? Say it on your way out the door. grab your lanyard and get in your car and just go.
Awesome. I love that. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Susan a question, you can call in now. The number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now and we'll be right back.
Are you frustrated losing the same 10 pounds over and over again? Then ditch the diet. Wouldn't it be great if you could lose weight simply by making small changes to your daily eating habits? Presenting Create Your Thinner Self, the weight loss program that has helped people just like you finally attain their ideal weight. Imagine having more energy, feeling better, and looking better. Start your transformation today. Go to createyourthinnerself.com. That's createyourthinnerself.com.
The time has come for us to celebrate who we are and to take joy in what is possible for us. The time has come for us to embrace our true selves just as we are. I'm Elliot Robertson. I'm a spiritual growth coach. Please visit ElliotRobertsonCoach.com. That's ElliotRobertsonCoach.com.
Have you been searching for that one self-help book that can help you address any problem that comes up in your life, gives you the exact steps to make that happen, and can always be there as a reference book when you need additional help? That book is the Fix Yourself Handbook. I'm Foster Ruggiero, the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook. Find your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or at any local retailer. Or go to www.fosterruggiero.com.
Are you a working mom feeling anxious and worried all the time? I am Dr. Ivy G, the author of The Art of Good Enough, the working mom's guilt-free guide to thriving while being perfectly imperfect. The book shows you how I transform my life as a working mom. Get a free digital copy of my life transformation journal at ivg.com. That's ivyge.com. And start changing your life today.
We're back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with guest Susan Wheeler, talking about how changing your mind can change your life. So, Susan, what do you think is the main thing, the main message you want to bring to the public today?
My main message, Mari, would be that it's never too late to change your life. I think that people are stuck in a path and they start out one way and they don't realize that you could make a U-turn, you could take a left, you could take a right, you can do anything. And I always love when people kind of reinvent themselves and try new things and do new mm-hmm. things. And I really don't care how old someone is. I mean, sometimes we're limited physically by certain things. I understand that. But it inspires me so much when I see people try new things and do new things, a new career path, follow their passion. We're here one time. So a decision mm-hmm. that we made possibly when we were back, you know, graduating from high school, and, you know, who knows what they want to be when they grow up, right?
Right,
and,
yeah.
And who really does know? And then we pick something because that's sort of the path we're asked to take. And then we put a lot of time and possibly money into it, into an education. And then we think we've invested so much into that we're throwing it away if we change and do something mm-hmm. different. And I think people keep themselves stuck like that.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy and passionate, then you need to find what it is.
Yeah,
and it's
I
not
agree
always
with
about
you.
Money. It's not always about money.
Absolutely not. It's about living a joyful life more than anything, as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about your book, The Lemonade Diet. I just love the title, Susan.
Oh, thank you. Well, people that know me, I used to own a bakery years ago, and we have an organic farm, and I'm into nutrition. So people that heard the title at first thought I was maybe making a cookbook, writing a cookbook. And what it is, it's a mindset diet, right? Because mm-hmm. when life hands you lemons, make lemonade, it's easier said than done. And a lot of people will live in their past, something that happened in their past, maybe a story that they keep telling themselves, maybe a past hurt, whether it's physical or mental or whatever it might be. And I've had a lot of things in my life. And when I realized that I was just overcoming these things, I never wanted anything to hold me back. And I'm not saying I didn't stew for a little bit in some of these mm-hmm. places, but I realized that if I did not pick myself up and go on, nothing was holding me back but me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was important for me to write this book because we all have the power to change and retell our story. We have all nothing has happened to me that hasn't happened to other people. I've been getting such great feedback from people, and they're saying, you know, chapter such and such, oh my gosh, I could have written that chapter. Mm-hmm. And that was my hope, that sometimes when we see someone else going through something,
yeah,
we realize, oh wow, if Susan could do it, then I could do it, and this is how she sorted through it, so maybe I can sort through mine the same way. So that was my purpose behind it, and it's really honestly brought tears to my eyes to hear some of the feedback that I've gotten from people. The book is doing exactly what I hoped it would do.
Wonderful. I love that. You know, the wonderful thing about authors is that as we share what has happened to us, like you just said, we're encouraging other people just by the sharing. I mean, because they know that they're not the only one. When we're going through difficulties, we have this idea sometimes that we're the only one and nobody can understand what we've been through. And there may not be anybody around us that understands, but there's certainly people in the world, but like you say, the people who are reading your book and say, oh, I could have written that chapter. So I love that you've done this, and I congratulate you, because it takes a lot of courage to become an author, and it takes even more courage to write about things that happen to you, you know, to put yourself out there in that way, to expose yourself per se. So I think that's a wonderful thing. So tell us how we can get a hold of your book and get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So my book is on Amazon, so you can find it there, and it's The Lemonade Diet and Susan V. Wheeler. There are some Susan Wheeler authors out there, as I'm learning. And then I am Susan V. Wheeler on Facebook. And today, at some point today, my new website is going to be live. And if you go onto my website and sign up for my newsletter, you will get a free guide, 12 tips to make lemonade, and not the kind that you add vodka to.
Shucks. No.
Sorry.
I love it. And you can also find Susan on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. She's already there with her picture, a link to this interview, and a link to her website. And speaking of the interview, I hope you'll pass this on. A replay of it will be available right after we're done. And she's giving so many good tips, and it's so encouraging. Please pass this on. So, Susan, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener, something that's on your heart today?
If you think you can't do something, then you can't. And if you think you can, then you will. So just be mindful of how you speak to yourself, the words you say out loud and the words you think, because it makes an impact on what you're actually able to do. So I look at my life, and it is completely different than when I was a morning 17-year-old girl wondering what I was going to do with my life. And now I look back, and every single thing that happened to me over all these years that I embraced and told myself a good story, mm-hmm. you know, that fairy tale, the happy ending part, whether I was living it or not, I ended up being able to get through everything just wonderfully, because I refused to tell myself the other story.
I love that.
Be careful. Use your words wisely.
I love that about the story. Let's talk about that. We still have a little bit of time. Let's talk about that more.
Sure.
About the stories that we tell. And so you say, just tell yourself the good story. For me, that's easy because I've been practicing it for a long time. For you, it's easy. But for those who aren't used to telling the good story, what are some good suggestions for them?
Well, I always like to say, what you focus on, you find. And what you're looking for. And if you've ever realized if you're thinking of something, then all of a sudden you see it. So we are so worried about focusing on things that we can't control and what we perceive is happening, that we don't focus on the good things. So we focus, say, on lack instead of abundance. And in a world, especially right now, so people, they're saying unemployment is so high and, you know, all these different things. And I have an online nutritional business. And honestly, I don't watch the news because it's negative to me. It is. I mean, I know we need to know certain things, but I can't focus on that. And what has happened?
Right.
My business is exploding because
awesome.
I'm thinking right now people need to be healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
that's where my focus is. So it is important if you're telling yourself no one has work, no one can afford what I have,
right.
everyone's unemployed, that is exactly what will happen. I will bring lack into my life. So I refuse to do that. I focus on abundance.
I love that. What a great example. And you're absolutely right. I don't watch the news either. I haven't for almost probably 40 years now. It's been a ruse since I was really young in my 20s. Since I was in my early 20s, I stopped because I couldn't take it anymore. And so mm-hmm. it's so true what you say. Even little things like we went to the park yesterday to this beautiful Lake Gregory Park up in Crestline. It's up in the mountain. And my boyfriend was with me, and it was pretty crowded. And he's like, oh, you know, we're not going to get a place to park. I don't know. You know, this is a little crazy. And as soon as I pulled into the parking lot, I'm like, you know, just relax. This is beautiful up here. Boom, somebody pulled out and I parked. That happens to me all the time. But I'm like you. I refuse to focus on what I don't want. And it makes a big difference in, you know, in your life. It just completely changes it. Is there one last thing you'd like to encourage a listener with? Because we have a couple more minutes.
Sure. And as you're saying that, I just want to piggyback on that because it's so true. I always get the first parking spot. I never
mm-hmm.
worry about it because I expect it. So we really get what we expect. I say what you focus on, you find, and what you focus on grows. What you focus on seems real, and what you focus on, you become. And there's nothing. I am so into mindset. We are programmed to have wonderful things in our life, but we focus on worry and lack and all these things. And we really have the power to bring all these wonderful things into our life. We really do. And that's something that I think people want. They want a script. They want to see it. You have to believe
mm-hmm.
it before you see it. Most people will, if they see it, they'll believe it. You have
right.
to believe it, and then you'll see it.
Yeah, so true.
And
it's not
a hoax. You know.
No, it's not. It's for real. People don't believe me. A lot of people don't believe me, but it's for real. And even when they see it happen, they're like, oh, that was just a fluke. But it's not. It's for real. So for anyone listening out there, these are wise words that Susan is giving us. We get what we expect. So take a good look at what your expectations are for even for today, for this world, what we're going through, for anything. And thank you so much for joining us today. Remember to continue to pass on this interview. It'll be there forever. Anything else you want to say, Susan, before we close?
I just want to say thank you. I was drawn to you for some reason, and we chatted last week or a couple weeks ago, and you're just wonderful. I love what you're doing,
uh-huh.
and it inspires me because you I loved your story and how you changed your life and made things happen. So I always feel when I am lucky enough to cross paths with someone like you, it really makes me realize we can do it. We can all do it. You have that mindset and
mm-hmm.
that attitude that I look for and I love. And I'm just so glad to be friends with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Susan. And it's my pleasure having you on this show. And thank you all for listening in. Catch us on the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.